There hasn't been too much of a change, but what we do know, because they did specifically address it in the press conference that was held yesterday, that housing was not essential, but there are some exceptions, and those are all repairs, and this is in her executive order in the questions and answers part. People who repair homes are considered critical infrastructure employees as long as they're maintaining the safety, sanitation, or essential operation of a residence. So if they're finishing up the bathroom so they can use the facilities and the kitchen so they can cook, but all of the cosmetic parts of the jobs cannot be finished. New construction cannot be started.
So where are we if we, let's just say we have a project underway right now that bathroom or laundry room or something was being renovated. Where does that leave a project like that?
So for like your bathroom, if you can use the toilet and the shower, it has to stop. If you can't, that is considered part of the operation, part of the residence, and it needs to be, that can be finished as long as they can use the facilities. Otherwise, it needs to be buttoned up and shut down. The Home Builders Association of Michigan and all of the locals across the state have been working tirelessly with the governor's office all week to try to get more clarification, like jobs that have been started, can they continue, and stuff like that. So it's been a work in progress.
It is kind of uncertainty in that sense. Is there any indication as if will there be any relaxing from the governor's office on this?
We are hoping. There's only Michigan, Washington, and Pennsylvania were the only three states in the country not letting residential construction continue. Pennsylvania is now giving waivers to clear some of that building. And so far, our governor hasn't budged on it, and we have legislators and leaders underneath the governor that are all for this and would like the remodeling jobs to continue, and so we're working hard to get that pushed through. So we're hoping. Right now, though, we can't tell people to continue. You know, new jobs have to stop.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that. We're talking with Sarah Schultz here, Home Builders Association of the UP Executive Officer. What about new starts, new constructions, new things? I mean, to be honest, we're going to have a day today, sunshine and 50s. This is where people start thinking about, oh, I need to get the deck, or let's put the garage in, or do this or that or whatever. Where does it leave projects like that?
So if the projects have already been started, they can get them to a point where they are safe, where there won't be a safety hazard. For example, there's a house very close to Lake Superior being worked on, and they are buttoning it up so nothing warps and nothing collapses, and the public can't go in there because they are potential safety hazards. So if they get it buttoned up to a point where it can be left safely, it still needs to be stopped after that. All new construction, no new projects can be started. So if you are a consumer looking to get a spring project started, you can call around to those builders and see if you can, you know, schedule maybe late April and May, schedule them to come out and do estimates and stuff like that. But unfortunately, nothing can be started right now.
Well, all of this evolves, because it is a fluid situation. If there is an update, I'm sure the Home Builders Association would be putting that out. Is there a place in particular, will you have it on your website, or where people can get the latest information on this?
So we have been posting all of our updates on our Facebook page, and it's just all the whole name of the association, Home Builders Association of the Upper Peninsula. We've been putting our daily updates on our Facebook page. I am going to put an update on our website as well.
Well, this is going to be an interesting situation, because not only is it for private individuals, contractors as well, but even large-scale projects that are underway in and around the area are going to be on somewhat of a hold till at least mid-April. Is that correct?
Correct. And it not only affects the small and the bigger contractors, but all the suppliers that they buy from. You know, if they're not working, they're not purchasing from their suppliers, although the suppliers are allowed to stay open for the essential businesses.
Yeah, it is a sort of a confusing time right now. Hopefully there is some resolution on it. Again, you'll be posting those updates at your Facebook page, and there will be some updates soon at your main website, which is what?
Is upbuilders.org.